There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm free.
Make it 7 after the hour. I'm not making it 7 after the hour. I'm telling you that the world is at 7 minutes past the hour. Wherever you are in the world, you are at 7 past the hour. That's it. Bottom line, we've got it taken care of. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Molly Page is here. And we're interested in what's going on in our world, in your world, in the world. You may be interested to know that smoking cigarettes may lead to a whole lot more than just lung cancer, according to a study out today linking the habit to cancers of the esophagus, colon, bladder, and 8 other regions of your body. Nearly half of U.S. deaths to cancer in people who are 35 and older, 167,805 out of the 345,962 people that died of cancer last year, half of them associated with smoking. Why do we not outlaw smoking? We outlaw everything else. We've tried to keep people from smoking in various buildings and various places in our country. Why in the world do you and I, who do not smoke, have to suffer at the hands of those who do?
Smoke secondhand would come smoke. Out of people's ears if you did that.
I'm sorry, I don't really give a psh about. I'm tired of people abusing me by smoking, standing in front of me, blowing smoke that I'm absorbing. I don't want to absorb it.
Well, aren't there laws now where most buildings people can't smoke?
I'm not talking about buildings. I'm talking about walking down Fifth Avenue in New York last Friday, and a guy lights up in front of me and turns around and sort of blows the smoke up, but it isn't really up. He's blowing it into me. And I resent it.
Away from himself.
Yeah, just away. Get it away from me.
It's a habit that is hard to justify. Because, look, if you are
horrible.
A drinker, if you're drinking and you just drink and you don't get in a car, you're really only hurting yourself.
Maybe unless you're drunk and you crash into somebody else's car.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't get in your car, you're hurting only yourself, really.
Yeah.
That could be argued.
Yeah.
You know, if you abuse other drugs and you don't put other people's life at risk by driving around or something, you're hurting yourself. But smoke hurts everybody.
Yeah.
So, no, but what about when you're walking around New York and the exhaust coming out of buses?
That's irrelevant. What has that got to do with anything? So both of them are bad. So because one is bad in one way and another is bad in the other way, what are you going to do?
I'm giving you the smoker's argument.
No, I know. You're playing devil's advocate.
I am playing it.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. It doesn't work for me.
Have you ever smoked, Molly?
I did when I was younger, when I was like 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm. For how long?
You were one of those naughty girls.
I don't know, a day or two.
Yeah. And it make you sick?
It didn't so much because when you're young, your body just bounces back from everything.
Really?
I couldn't put up with
it
now.
Why did you stop?
Because I was modeling and it was how you stayed thin. I drank diet soda and smoked.
What a sickness. My God, isn't that awful? What a comment on society and reality. And what the girls, I think you've said something along that line, and that's what most of the girls do today. When we talked about some skinny model the other day who was
had
Kate trouble.
Moss?
Yeah.
No, they all look so unhappy.
Yeah. Well, they are.
They're so starving.
They're hungry.
They're hungry.
Yeah.
They're angry.
Can you imagine what that does to your disposition? Never mind.
You're
this is not just for women. I'm talking about anybody who lives like this. Smoke, drink Diet Pepsi, and don't eat. There's a recipe for happiness.
Well, I also
sides.
Ran a mile a day.
Ah, perfect. Even
well, that
better.
Adds your happiness. Yes, exactly.
But that's how you have to, what you have to do if you want to be that thin, really, unless you're just built that way.
Well, just not eating is probably the better way of doing it. Why add to it? And plus the fact, smoking, if you want to be a model, yellows your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
It does horrible things to your skin. And that's what really amazes me. When you look at some of the people, who you can tell, because I grew up around it, and I saw my mother do what she did to herself and die at the age of 50. Her skin looked like leather.
Yeah,
and
my grandmother too. And I've told you that story when after she died, and I was trying to clean up her house, and I was using a steamer.
Yep.
And I went to touch my brow, and I had the steamer, and it hit the wall, and her yellow wallpaper, I thought that was yellow, actually white. The nicotine just flew right off when the steamer hit it.
Yeah, and with my parents when they were younger.
Ugh.
Yeah, right.
Disgusting.
Killed my dad at 69.
Yep.
But there are people who will argue personal freedom.
I agree. Yeah.
So stay out of my way too. Stay out of my life. You can smoke yourself to death. Get the hell out of my life, though.
Smoking isn't a singular sport. That's the problem. It's like other drugs you can do and they don't impact other people, but smoking really does.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
unless you're in a wheelchair and you work for Dish Network and you want to serve as customers, then it impacts other people and then you're going to get fired.
Right.
Well, he wasn't smoking cigarettes. He was
smoking pot.
We don't know that he was smoking it either. He was ingesting, possibly.
How else do you ingest it? Do you use a bong?
Eat it.
Can you use a bong? Richie loves it when I get into drug talk because I sound like
say the word again. Say bong.
Bong. So can you use a bong?
For those who haven't heard, there's a guy from DirecTV who was quadriplegic who got fired for testing positive for drugs for medical marijuana.
And we're trying to figure out how he
did do the drugs. He did not do pot while he was at work. It was on his own time.
Right.
But it can stay in your system for days.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yes, he's come with a bong, but it's
conversation continues about the rich and the poor. Where is the middle class? Where is the middle class? I want to know, and I'm going to find out. Peter Kiernan, who's a Wall Street person, has written a book trying to establish where the middle class is at the moment. So if you are what you consider to be middle class, you want to listen to this conversation coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. And Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $200 on select laptops. Offer ends 6/27/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Would you like to own a piece of American history? GovPlanet, part of the Iron Planet family and the leader in online auctions of government and military surplus equipment, has auctions every Wednesday at GovPlanet.com. Buy Humvees, cargo trucks, LMTVs, and more. At GovPlanet, vehicles are thoroughly inspected and guaranteed by Iron Planet's ironclad assurance. GovPlanet's first ever Humvee sale is online Wednesday, June 24th. An unparalleled selection of off-road 4x4 Humvees at some of the lowest prices ever seen. Tons of previously deployed Humvees throughout the U.S. for this special GovPlanet sale Wednesday, June 24th. With these Humvees, no demille is needed. They're ready for off-road use. Don't miss GovPlanet's, that's GovPlanet's Humvee sale online Wednesday, June 24th. Preview items, see photos, browse inventory, and bid on the items you want right from your mobile device. Just text the word Doug to 511-511. Registration on GovPlanet.com is free. Text the word Doug to 511-511 to see all of the items in GovPlanet's Humvee auction now.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and unless number 3030.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, welcoming Peter Kiernan into our radio world. He's written a book called Restoring our middle class. It's American Mojo. What's going on with the middle class? Peter is a Wall Street vet, venture capital person. He's written about where we are. You hear him a lot on radio and television programs. So, Peter, the focus here is the American middle class. Somebody might say to you, wait a minute, you're a Wall Street guy. What do you know about the middle class?
Well, I think that's a reasonable question. I was a Wall Street person. I left 15 years ago, but in that intervening 15 years, I've spent most of the time watching what's going on with the middle class, and it's changed dramatically from the 1950s concept of sort of an essentially white experience that was based on earnings.
Yeah.
Today it's very, very different. We're a far more complicated organism than that.
You present a different picture than most. If you listen to the people who are always trying to set up this advocacy for the poor, they say the wealthy need to pay more in taxes, that sort of thing. You have suggested in this book that a group of people have, there are a small group of people that have seen their wealth go up, but most Americans who are considered middle class are not there. Is it the fault of the rich?
Well, look, there's an orgy of evidence, right, that there's been a concentration of wealth at the upper end, and that's not debatable, it's not contestable. Which, to me, where the real action and the real concern should be focused, including by people on the 1%. We have 45 million people who are poor in this country, and that's awful. That's unacceptable. Way too many.
So what do we do about it? Is there something to be done? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There is something, and that part of the challenge is that just above those 45 million poor are another 50 million Americans who are hovering. Just a twist of life's knife. A cancer diagnosis, a car accident, or a lost job away from a trip down to poverty. So if you look at it now, 40% of American kids will get food stamps for some period of their lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Some people make the argument, Peter, that it's by design, that the government has created these various programs to keep people in their stable, if you will, of control, and that many of the things you're talking about, not you, but are, that are being discussed, are facetious.
Well, you know, I take a somewhat different view, and that is that if you look at what the American people have, there is a reservoir, a powerful reservoir of talent and ability and drive, and that if anyone was in the White House, Democrat or Republican, for the last 8 years, and said, I'm going to make creating great jobs my number one priority, I'm going to move heaven and earth to create great jobs, we would have seen a dramatically different experience in the life of the middle class and all those hovering poor who are middle class but subject to the threat of spending some time in poverty.
So how do you create jobs? Is this up to the people who have money that can invest in new businesses? We have a feature on this program that focuses on entrepreneurs and new business people and inventors. I'm trying to push the American dream, but the government keeps getting in the way with all of their rules and regulations, so startups have a tough time.
Let me respond to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal question. Number one, we have no argument that our infrastructure is crumbling. We have the world's greatest infrastructure, and we're allowing it to crumble. I say what we should do as American citizens is take the same attitude we had during World War II. Let's create a bank together, a public-private bank, and call it the American Infrastructure Development Bank, and commit as a nation to spend $1 trillion on our infrastructure. And into that, I would expect every one percenter to make a commitment. Every pension fund, whether it's a public pension fund, a union pension fund, a corporate pension fund, to commit. I say that we would create great jobs, we would rebuild our infrastructure, and we would do one more thing. Particularly if we were willing to do something like war bonds where every American participated, we would engage the American people in the recreation and the redemption of American infrastructure. That would create world-class jobs.
Right.
And the beauty is that those jobs are multiplier jobs. If I hire one person or you hire me, we have to hire a couple others to support us.
Yeah. Peter Kiernan, the book is called American Mojo, Restoring Our Middle Class Before the World Blows By. Interesting ideas put forth there. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Listen to this song, you'd never heard it before, but you hear the group, you could pretty readily tell it was Duran Duran with the number one song from this week in 1984 called The Reflex. Jennifer remembers this tune. I don't actually remember.
I actually don't. Is it bad?
Really?
No.
Oh, wow.
It's weird.
That was a big hit.
All right, let's go through some number one songs from this week in various years. From this week in 1971, Carole King. As a disc jockey, I can't tell you how many times I played this song. My God. It still wears fairly well.
How many times did you play it before you started beating your head on the wall?
Once I started beating my head on the wall, I forgot about it. It was just you push a button.
I'll never forget when I got in the radio and the guy who got me, he'd been playing classic rock for years and years and years. He goes, if I have to play, because I'm like in awe. I'm watching him. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. And he goes, if I have to play Supertramp one more time, I'm going to jump in the middle of Rockville Pike out there and kill myself. It's just, you hear these songs over and over again. Oh, yeah, God, man.
I mean, you listen to now what K-Earth sounds like in Los Angeles. It's all 80s, the same stuff over and over and over again, and their ratings are high.
And the beauty of those jocks playing that music, though, Doug, is they make it sound great every single time.
Yeah, well, if you can stand listening to the same stuff over and over and over again.
That's the thing.
It is the thing. All right, let's see here.
Imagine being a jock and having to play this next one over and
over
again.
Number one from this week in 1988. I like this song, actually. Howdy Doody, Rick Astley. Together Forever, a number one song this week again, 1988. Crank it up, Richie!
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just been Rickrolled.
There you have.
Rickrolled.
Congratulations, we just Rickrolled you.
All right, let's go to the number one song this week in 2001. Dido.
Yeah. Did you say, you said it's like you were scared you were saying it wrong.
Thank you.
You were, right?
I was right. Afraid to say it the wrong way?
I wanted them to say doo-doo so bad.
No, I was thinking about FIFA and FIFA.
Oh, yeah.
FIFA, FIFA.
FOFA.
Dido, ditto.
Yeah. Number one during this week in 1977 belonged to Fleetwood Mac. It's a good good song. Thunder only happens when it's raining. The players only love you when you're playing. All right. So I'm just trying to bring you back to the world of familiarity with the number one tunes just for fun. This week in 1987 saw Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam at number one. Head to toe.
Product of Prince.
This gives me a chance to play my old role as a disc jockey just for fun from time to time. I don't know that I played it like this. When I was a jock, I was younger, had different things to say. I don't know that my voice sounded any different. We've got some old stuff from...
Yes, it did.
Yeah, a little bit different.
You had the accent. It was a little bit... didn't have the timber.
Weren't we digging with the Duggar?
We were digging the Duggar. Yes, we were digging the Duggar. FM 105.7, Jennifer. Captain and Tennille, number one. This week in 1975. This even drives me nuts. It drives Richie nuts.
Actually, I'm going to call you out on this one. I feel like if you and I went out to sing karaoke, which at some point I hope that we do, I feel like we could sing this quite nicely.
Yeah, okay. I'll visualize that. Stop. All right, let's stop it, Richie. And this one's even worse. Michael McDonald.
Oh, no.
Number
the man
one.
Killed the Doobie Brothers.
1986. Patti LaBelle, poor thing. All right, let's get to Mariah Carey, number one in 1992 during this week.
Ah, this was great.
Her cover of
Jackson 5.
Yeah, it was a nice job. She did a nice job.
Very nice.
I've always been a fan of hers. As I have been a fan of Donna Summer, who was number one during this week in 1979, the end of the disco era, with Hot Stuff.
Hot.
Jen, you're going to like the next one. Do we have time for...
Keep blowing through the break. What commercials? Here it is, Jennifer. New Kids.
Number one. During this week in 1989. I'll be loving you forever, Jennifer. All right, we'll get time for one more, Richie.
Sure, why not?
Kelly Clarkson. What doesn't kill you makes you strong. Number one.
Like my iPod, you guys.
2012. Yeah, that's what it is. Playing the iPod. Playing the hits.
All right, we got to get one more in for Jennifer here. Paula Abdul.
Rush, Rush. Number one during this week in 1999. All right. Good job, Richie. 29 after the hour on Good Day.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to mycoolinventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to mycoolinventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Molly Page, the news sage, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, into this interview that Rachel Dolezal has given on the NBC Today show. You'll remember that she's been accused of pretending to be black when she's actually white. She decided that she wanted to be able to tell her story. Now we have, this is going to be on the Today Show, the Tonight Show.
It's going to be everywhere. The story out today, by the way, is that the smoking gun uncovered a lawsuit that she filed against Howard University back in 2002. Yeah. And she had sued the school for discriminating against her because she was white. Mm. And she lost the suit. She had to pay $2,700 back to cover the university's fees.
Good.
But at that point, somewhere between there and now, she became a black woman who was the president of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP.
So, Richie,
which she resigned from.
Goes on the Today show. She was forced out. She didn't resign because she wanted to.
Right.
And so now, what kind of questions are being asked and what kind of answers?
Well, Matt Lauer here asked her. He talked to her and then he also talked to her parents. And he asked her whether she identified as black or white.
Are you an African-American woman?
I identify as black.
You identify as black. Let me put a picture up of you in your early 20s, though. Mm-hmm. And when you see this picture, is this an African-American woman? Or is that a Caucasian woman?
I'm not in my early 20s, but I would say that visibly she would be identified as white by people who see her.
But at the time, were you identifying yourself as African-American?
In that picture, during that time, no.
All right. So what are the questions?
The parents on, and Savannah Guthrie asks about some of her false claims.
Some of these claims she reportedly has made over the years are pretty dramatic, that she was born in a teepee, had to use bows and arrows to hunt for foods as a child, that she lived in South Africa. I mean, what's the motive for making such claims, assuming those aren't true?
Those are all false claims.
I think Rachel has tried to damage her biological family, and those kind of claims, as false as they were, seem to serve her purposes in her mind.
Why? Why in the world?
I don't know.
I mean, that's pretty outlandish. I mean, how do you describe your experience at a teepee? Killing things with bows and arrows. I mean, come on.
So apparently there's something wrong. There's something mentally right here. And so now we get to the real point of where I am coming from. We've talked about this off and on now, and I'm wondering to what purpose. So she gets the news media's all over the place. Okay, she pretended to be this, or she said she was that, and she's falsified all kinds of stuff. So what we have here is a sad case of a woman who is imbalanced, and the news media is all over this, attacking her. You know, there's a point at which dignity and perhaps some sort of decorum needs to be put into place. What the hell business is it of mine or yours or anybody else's what's going on with this woman? Okay, so she made some claims. She made herself look foolish. Her family is embarrassed. This should be something that they're trying to take care of with her. If she's not willing or able to, I suppose that's one thing. But still, does she deserve to have all this national ridicule? I don't get it. I don't see it.
I feel sorry for
her. I
think
like
she's
it.
A sick woman.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Of course there is.
And
so
the NAACP doesn't care that she's white. They're like, we don't care. We can use all the help we can get.
Yeah.
But if she's not honest with us, that's another thing.
Okay, but why is that my business whether she's honest with me or not? I don't care.
Well, she's committed fraud.
Okay, so how does that affect me?
That's
and you
where she broke the law.
Anybody else?
No, but that's where she broke the law.
What
she
law did
she
break?
To take it, she took advantage of programs that were set up for African-American people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so she needs to be somehow or other, that needs to be reckoned with.
But we can say pretty easily that she is a sick woman, right?
Yeah,
okay,
I think
so
that's easy to say.
But can we say the same thing about Bruce, don't call me, or call me Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, but that's where the comparison is coming in, I think, from time to time.
Because both are identifying as something that they are not, biologically.
But he hasn't lied about anything, has he? He hasn't put up...
Well, the trans
only for 25 years.
And by the way, he wants
like
the attention, because he's going to make he's going to probably make $300 million out of it by the time all of it's done. Is this woman going to make money?
I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy here that we can call this woman sick, but we cannot call Bruce Jenner sick.
I don't think he is.
The transgender crowd is getting very upset and says it's cheapening Caitlyn Jenner's story by calling her transracial.
Mm-hmm. This woman transracial.
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
It's just a new term. Now, all of a sudden...
It's new. I identify as the Japanese today, Dougie,
yep.
So, you know.
Okay, so you're a trans-Asian then.
Also.
Yes, you are.
All right. So, we need anything out of this model?
Right
we
there for you,
we
right
got
there.
It taken care of.
No, I think you guys covered it.
Yeah.
Well, you can say something. It's okay.
No, maybe she feels like I do. I don't like all of this attention.
It's a weird story. It's hard to wrap your head around a little bit.
Yeah. And you know what? And the guys and women who do talk radio, the people that I was around all last Friday, most of them will take this and they'll make her a punching bag and they'll make fun of her and do stupid stuff around it, when in fact it's a tragedy.
But you see this a lot. I mean, we see, you know, how many, just last year we had the story where military personnel were going out busting people who were pretending to be military personnel with all of their honors. People who pretend to be police, people who pretend to be something they're not or want to be something that they're not, so they assume that identity. And it's just, you know.
All right, let's have some good news here.
It's about time.
There is some good news for those of us who love chocolate. More good news, actually. There have been a number of stories about chocolate in this past year. The best ingredient for almost anything. The other night we had little vanilla ice cream. It wasn't an Eskimo pie. It was something else. It was like an Eskimo pie on a stick. The chocolate on top of the vanilla ice cream. And there's something about the chocolate so enhancing the flavor of that. It was decent vanilla ice cream, but it had a different... It felt different eating it with that chocolate on it. Chocolate is something that really is special. Chocolate's been around for 3,000 years. Most chocolate consumed in the form of candy. There is debate among scientists as to what it's doing to our health. Too much of something that is so full of calories, we would think bad, right?
Too much of anything is bad except for love.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's true. I love chocolate. So what does that mean?
Oh, you're doomed.
I am, apparently.
Yeah.
A surprising number of studies have found that dark chocolate can reduce the risk of death from heart attack, decrease blood pressure, help those with chronic fatigue syndrome. I don't like dark chocolate, though. Dark chocolate is good. The milk chocolate is what is not particularly good for you. So here's a question for those of you. Richie, you like chocolate. Jenna, who doesn't like chocolate? Do you know anybody who doesn't like chocolate?
No.
I don't know.
A couple of people, and really? I think they're from some other planet or something.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So at what point, to follow Molly's path, is it too much? How do we determine that? There was a study involving 25,000 people found the answer to how much chocolate can be a good thing or not for you.
Per day or per year?
This is people who ate 100 grams of chocolate a day in the form of everything from a Mars, Three Musketeers bar, to drinking hot cocoa. These people, on average, had lower heart disease and stroke risk than those who did not consume as much chocolate as they did. So, the only thing it does is affect your weight because of the sugar content. By the way, 100 grams is like two Hershey's chocolate bars, or maybe five Godiva truffles if you're into that. So five of those a day, and you are going to live, according to this study anyway. Men who consume 3,000 calories a day ought to have more chocolate than women. Okay, there it is.
You notice the women are quiet on that one.
Yeah.
All right, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking at this study from the School of Medicine at the University of Aberdeen, and that's over in Scotland. Study also noted that more of the participants in the study ate milk chocolate versus dark chocolate, and that goes back to my argument earlier on, or what I said, what the argument's been, is that dark chocolate is supposed to be better than milk chocolate.
Well, milk chocolate, I think, has more sugar.
Yeah, it does.
It's sweeter, and dark chocolate has more of the things that are good for you.
Yes.
So I could do a half a big bar of dark chocolate a day.
Really?
And you need less when you have dark chocolate.
You know what dark chocolate is good, Doug? Try it with this. When you get into like a trail mix, so it's not eating it by itself with that strong, bitter taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut it, Doug, because otherwise it's a gateway drug.
Okay.
I like it.
I remember that. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Ever wish you could travel the world while making a difference in people's lives? If so, you're not alone. Research has uncovered a large demand for vacations that enable people to make a positive impact in the world. To serve this market, Carnival Corporation has launched a new brand, Fathom, and a new way of traveling called Social Impact Travel. Fathom allows travelers to work directly with people in unique and sustainable ways to improve their lives. And because Fathom will bring thousands of travelers a year, it will have a significant and lasting impact on people's lives in global destinations. Fathom President Tara Russell.
Fathom meets the real hunger in the world for purpose while tackling profound social issues. We harness the resources of Carnival Corporation, the world's largest cruise company, and combine them with the talents of social enterprises around the world. This allows Fathom travelers to make a significant impact that extends far beyond their involvement.
To learn more about Fathom and its maiden voyage to the Dominican Republic, visit Fathom.org.
GEICO is available 24/7, unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with GEICO's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my GEICO app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating GEICO.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
All right, Maria. Maria, where did that come from?
Maria.
Maria. I just met a girl named Maria. Molly, any of the M names.
Yeah.
Molly Page, the news sage, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug, going to England now for the story of Alan Nash, who's known as Nasty Nash. He's been exercising his toes for years. He gets into the ring and is a competitor in the toe wrestling championship of the world. This is something that happens every year in Northern England. The World Championship of Toe Wrestling. Male and female fighters.
Can you fight each other, by the way? Is it a fair fight? Male and female toes?
How do you do toe wrestling?
Toe wrestling goes back to 1976, Richard, when a pub sought to find a new sport for Brits to be important. They wanted to dominate a sport.
Somehow I knew alcohol was involved in this.
Had to be.
I know.
How odd.
Yeah, really? You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine by a pub.
Taking all of your, well, you take off your shoes and socks, and you get in there. By the way, the champion this year is, let's see, there were two people, Michael Grimmett, known as Grimbo, was beaten by this fellow, Nash. This is the 12th time there's been a title. On the women's side, a competitor known as Tippy Toe took the title. How about that? Tracy Tippy Toe is the female character. I want to see what her toes look like. Would you? Enough of that silly stuff. Back now to
I've got it on YouTube.
Have you? How's
yes.
it look?
It's,
gross.
Oh, wait, we got to sit through an advertisement.
Yeah.
It's, well, their toes are manicured.
Really?
That's good. So they've got that going for them.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting for...
All right, that's I think we made the point. All right, Richie, car talk time.
Ooh, okay.
State of Massachusetts is looking into, there are discussions going on right now on whether or not driver's licenses ought to be issued to undocumented immigrants. There is a bill.
Here's an idea. No.
Yeah. See, I'm with her.
Do we have that in California, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course we
so
do.
So here we are and in these two crazy states that I live in.
It's ridiculous. There's been over a million driver's licenses given to undocumented
really?
People, and the lines at the DMV have gone up exponentially, and it's just... Oh, it's
Well, I will tell you that this is something that has a lot of people in Massachusetts pretty upset, as well they ought to be. This is becoming more asinine every day, frankly. New companies trying to make more noise I thought about this the other day when I was in New York. I had a brand new Mercedes 550, and somehow he did something to soup it up so that when he took off out of the parking garage, it was like he was a 14-year-old kid screeching out. It was all souped up, and you could hear the rum, 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 rum. This is a new thing, Richie. A lot of people are either redesigning their cars so they make more noise, or the companies that are building them are putting special packages together so you can have... I mean, that's noise pollution. It should be outlawed.
You hear my 67 Bronco coming down the road? It's music, baby.
BMWs, Mercedes. Good God.
Music.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
If only America was more obnoxious.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Music. Oh, you know what? I totally forgot about their music.
That's
I'm sorry. Hold on a minute. Let me let
John
in properly.
Slighted here.
John, hold on. I don't want to slight you at all.
Yeah, he does. So. Don't believe him. John, for a second. 53 past the hour now on the Good Day program.
Why do they get their own music? I mean, again, what makes them so special?
What? They get their own music because this is their concept.
Oh, okay.
The My Cool Inventions gang. Get your computer working yet so that we can plug this guy who came and did such a nice job presenting his thing? Or are you still in a mess? Apparently he's still in a mess because he's not even there.
Sounded like it.
Okay, well. So
they were there a second ago.
So much for that.
Okay.
So maybe everything is falling apart. All right, let's see if we can fix it, Richie. At the very least, we'll have our the fellow that's responsible for the cool invention today, Brock Kuchinka, present himself one more time with his pitch. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico is available 24/7. Unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Hi, do we find John yet? Apparently we haven't found John. All right, so in the absence of John, we can present the pitch for the day today, which comes from a gentleman named Brock Kuchinka, who is focused on your cell phone, where you put it when you go to bed. How many times do you pick up your cord or search for where you left your cord last? A lot of people plug in their phone at night so that it gets charged up, but you keep it by your bed. Maybe you put it in your bed. This is a device so you can know exactly where you put your phone and exactly where the cord is every time you're looking for it. This is sort of a handy thing. So let's hear the pitch from Brock Kuchinka.
Okay, I've got two questions for you. One, where do you put your phone when you sleep? And two, how annoying is it to pick up your charging cord off the floor? That's why we invented the holding cell. The holding cell is a device for your phone while you're in bed. The holding cell that you need to use, just slide it between the mattress and the box spring and adjust the viewing angle to your preference. It provides you great visibility and very convenient access without searching around your nightstand. And it works with any phone. The best part is the charging cord holder, so it's never on the floor and you know right where it is. Lastly, the holding cell converts to attach to any wall, so it's perfect for kitchens, dorms, hospitals, and it works good with baby monitors. Only $19.95 and be available at myholdingcell.com. The holding cell, the whole cell phone holder for your bed and everywhere else.
All right, so that was pretty well. Did we find you, John? Still didn't find John. All right. So this is wonderful. I love it when my whole technical world, this is what happens. My entire system in my studio has crashed. Nothing works. And this happens over and over way too frequently. I'm now on the bandwagon of Windows 7. What I found out, Richie, was that it is, you know, we were talking about Windows 8 and how horrible it is and how much better Windows 7 is. I just found out this morning. I saw a little patch when I was trying to make my Windows product work over again. It says Windows 7. So I apparently have Windows 7. These guys told me I had Windows 8. And it just continues to crash. It just doesn't work. And so I sound like some... And to go to Mac after I just spent...
computer, Ducky.
What is it? Yeah, it is. It's not me. The things before, when we had even XP, which also we had to change because they didn't service it anymore, I've never had trouble with Windows product, frankly. That's why I stuck with it this long. I like the Outlook Express.
You've always had trouble with it.
Well, but not this kind of trouble.
This thing doesn't work. This thing always cracks.
Well, that was pop-ups. Well, most of that stuff was because I didn't know how to use it. Now I know how to use it, and it still doesn't work. But thank you for that support, Richard.
Once you go Mac, you never go back, brother.
I know that, but how much is it going to cost? Now that I bought these two computers,
how much did you just spend on those computers?
I probably spent in the last couple of months $2,400.
You'll save about $1,200 to $1,400.
Yeah, right now. And now after I've spent that money. Yeah, great. Thanks. Where do I
tell you all along?
You're a genius. How come I don't listen to you more? 59 past the hour. Good day.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.